What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Before we jump in, make sure you are following or subscribed to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, please take a moment to leave a review. I read all of them and always look forward to hearing from you all. All right, so today we have a lot to talk about. So in the past couple of months, home prices in DC have taken a hit, and obviously federal layoffs are sweeping through the city and the area, and it's raising a big question. The question is, are these two events connected? Which cities are next? So let's dive into some of the data. So we're going to go over some data about some of the cities in question, and I'm going to share some of my thoughts. All right. So first, the median home sales price in Washington, D.C. in November 2024, which of course was the month of the election, was almost 700,000. And as of January 2025, the median home sales price was down to 553,000, which is very significant. That is over $140,000 lower in just a few months. And that's the lowest median home sales price since January 2023. But the data gets a bit worse. If we look at single-family homes during the month of the election, the median home sales price was 1.3 million for single families, and it's 900,000 as of January 2025. That's almost 400. That's $400,000 of a decrease, right? And I was looking at a number of listings in DC and noticed at least one or two that had significant price cuts in a fairly short period of time. So it's definitely something that's interesting going on here. And obviously, something else that's causing panic is that the Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOGE, plans to cut hundreds of thousands of federal workers, many of whom live in the area. Now, at this point, you're probably thinking, does this mean that DC's housing market is going to crash? Well, it's actually not that simple. So, although median home sales prices have dropped, they're actually still above where they were in early 2020 before everything got crazy. And there's no guarantee that they'll keep going down. So, for example, for single family homes, and this is in DC in particular, at the beginning of 2020, the median home sales price was $757,500. As of January 2025, it was $900,000, right? So the first thing people may also think about in this whole situation is whether those who own homes are in danger of losing their homes after they get laid off. So there's a couple of key differences between now and the 2008 housing market crash that I want to illustrate just to keep everything in context and things that we actually really need to consider. So back then, there were very loose mortgage regulations, and a lot of homeowners had mortgages with adjustable rates, which means that they changed over time. And so when you paired those adjustable rates with the collapse in the value of homes, then it was a recipe for disaster. Many of you listening either were affected directly or probably knew someone who was affected directly and unfortunately lost their home. And so before the crash, about 33% of homeowners had an adjustable rate mortgage. Fast forward to today, 92% have a fixed rate mortgage. So it's just a lot different of a ball game. And the mortgage industry also has a lot more regulations, like buyers have to actually qualify for the home and for the mortgage. And more likely than not, the mortgage company will work with you if you're going through some sort of financial hardship. And it's a lot harder to lose your house these days. So I definitely don't expect another wave of foreclosures or some big crash. You know, a lot of people talk about that, but there's really no data to support that. And as a matter of fact, foreclosure filings are significantly less than where they were between 2008 and 2010, where there was a crazy spike in those areas. So in Austin, median home sales prices hit a peak last year of 585,000 in 2004, and they've dropped all the way to 515,000 in January 2025. That's almost $70,000 lower that the median home sales price has fallen. The single family homes price drop is even worse. So last year's peak was $624,950 in May 2024. That was the peak. And then as of January 2025, that is now $531,850. That is almost a $100,000 increase, decrease, excuse me. But it gets crazier, trust me. So if we look even further back, for single family homes in Austin, Texas, at the beginning of 2020, the median home sales price was $395,000. As of January 2025, it was, check this out, $531,850. That is a difference of over $135,000. So what's clear is that the prices need to fall a lot more in order to reach their early 2020 levels. So it's estimated that over 1 million people have moved to Florida in the last 5 years. And the next city we talk about might be a city in Florida that you weren't expecting us to cover. So in Tampa, Florida, the median home sales price hit a peak last year of $499,900 in June 2024 and has dropped all the way to $408,500 as of January 2025. So that is over $90,000. So that's an over $90,000 decrease. For single family homes, the trends are honestly pretty alarming. So last year's peak in Tampa, Florida for single family homes was $495,000. That was in October 2024. And as of January 2025, that's $438,500. Now, a $56,000 decrease in that short period of time may not seem like much, but I think the next statistic will really be surprising. To me, it was surprising when I was looking at the data. So in the beginning of 2020, the median home sales price of a single family home was $266,000. $266,000. And this is just 5 years ago. As of January 2025, that's $438,500 is the median home sales price. That is a difference of over $170,000, which is crazy to me. And we already discussed just a little while ago that the median home sales price has been as high as 500,000, which is basically double the 266 from 5 years ago. So in my opinion, a big reason for this is that people were overpaying for homes. People were in a frenzy as if homes would suddenly disappear and they would never make any more homes. People were waiving contingencies, buying stuff sight unseen, and it just was unreal. So I think that's part of why the prices have been pumped up so much. It's not the whole reason, but it's part of it. So overall, there is a bit of correction going on in certain cities. However, as we saw today, in some cities, there's a long way to go to get where prices were 5 years ago. And I encourage you to look at all this data for your local area or areas where you're looking to invest. And if you're looking to buy right now, there's actually no guarantee that prices will go any lower than they are now. So if you find something and it works for your budget, I really encourage you to consider it. On many of the charts that I've looked at in preparation for this episode, the median home sales prices have gone up and down quite a lot. So it's really hard to time the market. So definitely want you to think about it, and I look forward to hearing what you think. Also, you may not know, or maybe you do, but I started buying rental properties out of state because in the state I live in, it's just too expensive. I'm in California, so you can imagine. And many of you are probably in the same position. Maybe where you live, it's too expensive. You can't afford a rental property. You want to buy a rental property. There are so many opportunities all over the country with high demand for rentals and also affordable rental properties. All you need is some creativity and a plan. So if you need help, if you want to invest out of state and you want to learn how I can help you do that, then I want you to go to outofstatemoney.com, outofstatemoney.com, and you can also find the link in the description of this episode. Thank you all so much. Appreciate you taking some time to listen. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.